I've seen the opera some years ago, and it made a huge impact on me, because the opera is, on its surface, it's a farce. It's a grotesque a criticism of the Nazi regime, obviously. We all know that. The plot itself is very simple, but it's very direct. It applies in some ways to all of us. The most important thing about the opera is that in some ways flips the fear of dying on its head, because the death denies the services in that opera. So everybody is fighting and suffering and cannot die. And at the end, death is seen as a happy ending.
And so death is the final reward, so to speak, in this opera.
That's correct.
So this was written at the concentration camp known as Theresienstadt Czechoslovakia, a special type of concentration camp.
That's correct. It was a concentration camp that was sort of for show for the Red Cross to visit, and all the creators of the opera ended up in Auschwitz after all. And from what I know, because they wrote this opera, they were sent to Auschwitz and they died. But you know, some ways we are lucky to that we have it. I mean, you know, that opera and that they could create it. So.
It's a unique part of that history, that time in history, for sure, because there was a lot of music that was written at Theresienstadt.
That's correct.
What do we know about the composer Viktor Ullmann?
His main influences are actually from people like Kurt Weill and Stravinsky, and some of the operatic influences that are there are from even Puccini. If you look at the score, it's a mixture of different elements. Ullmann is not performed that much these days, but he's certainly somebody who is very brilliant in his writings. It is very hard to judge a composer by through the extraordinary circumstances that he faced in his creative work. It's really to some degree unbelievable that under the circumstances of being imprisoned in a Nazi concentration camp, somewhat was even capable of writing. Never mind writing an opera, never mind writing a good one. So I have a great respect for him in that sense.
I think it would be hard as a conductor to not view this work through the lens of looking at what this composer was going through at the time that he was writing this work. Is there anything about this work to you that speaks of him being confined, him being separated from his home, perhaps his family, and having to deal with really horrific conditions?
Where do we start? That's a book. As you know, I come from that part of the world. I grew up in Poland, and the depth of that sensitivity was there at home. That's number one. Number two, when you deprive people of everything that they live with, and I don't mean the physical aspects of what we, you know, we own, the car and the house and so forth, but the ability to love, the ability to feel, the ability to enjoy being, then the opera becomes indeed a way out of that, and I see it as such. It's incredible. It's not very long opera. It's about 1 hour, and at the end, it shakes everybody to its core.